Welcome, fellow travelers, to the Traversing the Stars podcast. I am JD, and our guest today joins us all the way from Beirut, multi-instrumentalist, songwriter, and composer Laszlo Jones. So join us today as we traverse the stars. Welcome to the show, everybody. My guest today is Laszlo Jones. Laszlo, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
Absolutely. I'm happy to have you here. So just going to jump right into it, man. So tell me a little bit about yourself. Who is Laszlo Jones? I know you're born in Beirut and you had, you know, a lot of traveling as a kid. So tell me a little bit about that and how you got into music.
Well, I got into music, actually. Why I've been traveling is that, you know, I just followed my parents like a good boy, you know,
right,
from country to country. I didn't have much of a say in it, you know, and
right.
We lived in a lot. We didn't go to the U.S. We lived in Europe. We mm-hmm. lived in Paris. We went to Asia. I grew up part of my life in Asia.
Cool.
We lived in Singapore. We lived in Thailand. We lived in Bahrain. Awesome. And a long time in Italy, which is weird because I now speak Italian like a real Italian, which is, you know, I have no ties to the country, but I'm like, it's like, okay, I'm like a native speaker.
You can just fit right in.
yeah. Well, I kind of look the part too, so.
Yeah, it's true.
And how did I get into music? Well, I don't come from a musical family at all.
Okay.
I come from a very, Protestant, rigid banking family.
Yeah. So you're the black sheep then.
So I'm the kind of the black sheep, if you want. But strangely, I got, you know, the academic music thing, which I wasn't happy with. I mean, I did like 8 years of piano and 2 years of cello. You know, cello when you're 4 years old, it's like a fucking mountain.
Right.
And when I was in Bangkok, there was this school band, and at some point I was hanging out with them, and they told me, you want to, you know, do tryouts for to as a singer, and I was like, okay, I'll try.
Yeah.
And it worked out, and they took me as a singer, and I started there, and then I moved to Beirut, and I met this really heavy metal band. And they didn't tell me straight on that it was heavy metal. They were like, we're a rock band and stuff. And I was like, okay.
But they were
metal. I got into that. And then, you know, before you know it, I was doing Metallica covers and Megadeth covers. And
hell like, okay, yeah, dude. Well, that's funny. That actually brings me to like one of the questions I had, actually, because like I was, you know, kind of scoping you out on Facebook a little bit, and I saw that you got a collaboration coming with Alex Skolnick. So I wanted I was like, man, he's a metalhead. Can we confirm? I mean, I think we can if you're doing Megadeth and Metallica covers. Absolute metalhead.
Yeah, the actual thing is that I am a metalhead and I listen to a lot of metal, but when I write music, it doesn't come out as metal.
Right.
Which is, you know, weird. And it comes out, you know, whatever you've heard. I don't exactly know what it is. It's popish, rockish.
It's got depth to it. Because, like, I've been jamming out to Banana Nation. And, dude, like, okay, so I'm gonna be totally honest. Like, you absolutely, like, have a new fan for me with me. Because
that's the first. That's the first record.
Dude, it is so good. Like, okay, so.
And thank you.
Absolutely, absolutely. Like, I'm jamming out to it. And, like, there's so much depth to it. Because, like, I love, like, okay, I'm a metalhead myself. But, like, you know, primarily a metalhead. Love all that. Love punk, okay. All that. But I also love when I can find, like, a unique musician. You know, there's like very few that, like, you know, that I can really find that are truly kind of unique. And you this way of blending all these styles together. I mean, like, you obviously pick up on a little bit of metal. There's some hip hop. There's some, you know, there was a splash of reggae on it. You know, the couple jazz. I really just dig how it all comes together.
No, there's well, I tried, but my second, you know, the EP that's going to be released in November is.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, Banana Nation was my first record, and I literally, I you know, I did it in my room completely by myself, and that's I literally crazy. Stuffed everything into it.
Yeah.
It took me a while. And I just, you know, I just put everything into it. All I wanted to have a bit of jazz. I wanted to have a bit of metal, a bit of hip hop, a bit of, because I was a session when I got to, it's strange because, you know, when I got to Paris, I was actually a guitar session player for hip hop acts for a while.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, it's a bit weird because I'm not a great guitar player.
Right.
I'm an okay guitar player, but yeah. I'm not a great guitar player. And very strangely, I kind of found myself one day in a studio and I was, you know, jamming around with these guys. And they were like, whoa, you're, and I was like, you know, and I think they, you know, they kind of took me in and I started doing stuff for loads of people in Paris, you know, just really being a session player. And I think it was because I was more a nice guy than, you know, I didn't play that well, really.
Right. So it's like you play good enough, but like, you're also like, it just ingratiate yourself with like people with your personality.
No, but I mean, to do at the time, now I play a bit better than I did at the time, but at the time I wasn't a great guitar player, but I kind of, and that's how I got into the hip hop scene. And so I've got this little kind of hip hop thing also, which kind of, you know, is in my blood now.
Absolutely.
But that was the first one where I tried. So the second record, the EP that's going to be released now, the Beyond the Door EP is a bit more, you know, focused, a bit more serious too.
It's less
fun. I mean, the first one was a lot of fun. It was a lot of second degree songs.
Yeah.
This is a bit more, and I also worked with a very good producer, which is called Mike Boyens, which is a French producer. But he did real metal stuff before, strangely enough. So we're both metalheads doing not metal.
Yeah. Which is...
And he did stuff like The Gathering, you know, Life of Agony and all that stuff. You know, he produced these things back then.
Wow.
And so the whole thing is a bit less, you know, it's less stuffed with the first record is, you know, there's five layers of sound and you can, you know, if you tend the ear a little bit, you can
start kind of differentiating through it. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a bit more straight to the point, you know?
So kind of like the next evolution in your musical style then.
Yeah. It's a bit more mature, put it this way.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, that happens as you grow as a musician, the music should grow as well.
Yeah. And I'm very happy with it. And it's more assumed that I'm, you know, a rock guy than on the first record where it wasn't completely obvious.
Yeah.
The second one, it's a bit more, you know, in your face, a bit more, heavy in general.
So what drove that? Like what drove like to the heavy part of it? Or like, cause like I did, like you said, there's a lot of fun on Banana Nation. There's a lot of like, it's very upbeat and very, So like what drove to the darker side, to the heavier side?
I don't know. You know, at some point there's, as a person and as a musician, you have different parts of you.
Yeah.
Right. And you're not, you can't be one song, one style, one thing. I was talking about it with Alex Skolnick, who, you know, also has a jazz band. And so he's got these different terrains of expression.
Right.
And for me, so there's two things. The first thing is that there is a fun and cynical side, which I completely put together in Banana Nation.
Right.
And now I'm more, because I'm also, I also have a more serious and darker side, and that's what I'm expressing now.
Yeah.
And the truth is, you know, Banana Nation was a while ago, and I find that the older I get, the heavier stuff I listen to.
Dude, I'm with you on that. I'm absolutely with you.
You know, counterintuitive. They say that people, you know, get kind of start slowing down as they have kids and get older and stuff. And but I, you know, I keep going up. So
we become more metal.
The next one is going to be even heavier. I don't know. You know. So that's the basis of it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So when's the album going to be out? When are we looking for that?
November 5th.
Nice.
November 5th, it's going to be released. And then it's going to be released with a third video, which I don't know if you've seen.
I have not.
You have not seen the third video.
Well, I have not seen the third one.
Because it's a very, very heavy duty video.
Okay. So, okay.
I will send you. How many have you seen? Two.
I've seen the first two. But I haven't seen the newest one.
In the morning and Out of My Head.
Yes.
The third one. All right, I'll send to you. I'll send it to you. But it's an awesome video, which was actually done by a huge French director. A good friend of mine. I mean, he does, you know, the French blockbuster movies.
Right.
And he was like, can I shoot a video for you? And I was like, you know, you don't know how to shoot anything under $1 million, you know?
Right.
And I was like, no, that's not true. And so we kind of did it. So I kind of teased him in that way because, of course, my album is completely indie. So I'm producing everything.
Right.
And I don't have $1 million to produce a video. And and basically we kind of, you know, we went to, it was a thing on a bus, and we went on a road trip for 2 days, and we shot the thing while we were driving. So it's a bit crazy, you know, in the middle of COVID. You know,
having to try to get around that.
So it's a very nice video. So these two things are both going to be released on November 5th.
Awesome. Awesome. So by the time, that'll be the, I think the week that this episode's going to be dropping. So everybody needs to be looking out for that. That's awesome. Okay. That's exciting. I can't wait to check it out, man. I can't wait to hear the whole thing. Cause I'm really excited to see the next evolution. So for the folks at home who haven't had a chance to check you out yet, how would you fully categorize the music? I mean, we've talked about so much being in it, but what would you say?
You know, categories are kind of a thing I have difficulty with.
Yeah.
The thing I told myself when I started working on the CP was quite simple. The only principle I had was no rules.
Okay. Yeah? That's a good rule.
So I was, and I was talking to with my manager, and she was telling me, okay, you have this song and you have this song and they don't sound the same. And I'm like, you know, I don't care.
Right.
Right. No, I don't. It's just music. And I, you know, I don't think we're completely stuck in the album format anymore. You know, there's just tracks.
Agreed. Today. Yeah, so I agree.
Less pressure to have a completely coherent kind of album. Although I find it coherent, and it is coherent.
Right.
In the lyrics and the production. But the songs don't have to be, you know, 10 of the exact same setup,
right,
et cetera. I have different musicians. I have different everything. The mix engineer is the same person.
Right.
He's absolutely awesome. It's the first time I worked with him. And basically, so there's, I won't say if I have to put a category, I'd say alternative rock.
Okay.
But, by individual song, you know, Out of My Head is more alternative rock.
Right.
In the Morning is more alternative pop. Mm-hmm. Kill Myself is, I don't know what the fuck it is. It's a blend.
Yeah.
There's a ballad called there's a ballad called From Above, which is a ballad. You know, it's mm-hmm. not metal. It's not rock. It's just.
I feel like every album needs a ballad, though. I mean, at least one.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was one ballad in Banana Nation, but it was half a ballad. It's not really.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not a real ballad guy. You know, I don't like soft songs that much. I mean, I enjoy them, but I don't kind of write them. But there's this one, which is very, very peculiar, and it's a thing of its own. And then there's this song called Save My Soul, which starts off as a kind of gospel thing and finishes as a metal song.
Nice.
I don't know.
So you mentioned about COVID. So how has COVID affected you, as a working musician? I mean, how's that looking these days? Well, I'm sure you get that question a lot.
I don't have a very probably satisfying answer. I started working on this EP last year, so in the middle of COVID.
Yeah.
At the beginning of COVID, actually. And basically it's been relaxing for me because I kind of got away from all my social interactions, which there were a lot of, and kind of could concentrate on writing my record. So I was kind of happy. That's one thing. And then I was shooting videos, and that was a bit messy because I had to travel and all that stuff. And the third thing is that the problem is what I'm starting to feel now is that now that everything's recorded, everything's in the box, and that I'm releasing, and I want to go gig, and now it's becoming a bit more complicated. But fortunately, I wasn't in that phase when there were lockdowns all over the place. So the whole organization, a tour organization, is a bit more, touchy, messy, complicated because of that. Some people are not sure, they don't want to engage, et cetera, et cetera. So it's probably not going to be exactly when I wanted it to, and it'll have to wait until 2022 for something nice to be organized. But I'm on it, so we'll get
Well,
it
it's
done.
really interesting because I mean, like the whole like live show landscape has completely changed, and it really makes you wonder if it's ever going to be completely the same, or if like we're in a new or like trending towards a new reality for that kind of stuff, or what that
I
looks
don't think
like.
so. I don't think so because as time, but it's linked to I don't think people's habit will change. They changed periodically because of COVID, and as soon as COVID is under control, we'll get better. I mean, we're social animals. We don't like it, I mean, screens have their limits. If I could have gotten my ass over there to you and do this interview live without being on a screen, I'd have done
Oh, that would have been amazing. I agree, man. Yeah, I
No,
mean,
but so no, and COVID somehow, between people getting sick, then getting better, people being vaccinated, we're starting to reach a kind of area where it's not gonna, go peaking to the sky high. What I see is in Europe and over here, it's starting to be a little bit normal.
That's good, man. I miss
And
normal.
I'm hoping that 2022 is going to get us back to 100% normal. Now, it's not a bad thing to wear masks because people in Asia used to wear masks 10 years before because of pollution and stuff. So it's just a habit that we'll be taking for the next years, but it's not going to change the way life is set out. And for me, it's not going to change the way music is set up. But that's my view. But I don't think so. No, I think we'll get back to normal.
I'm excited for that, man, because honestly, I miss live shows. I can't even remember the last show I went to. It's been forever.
Well, I did a show on Monday. Well, yeah, I'm doing small shows over here in Beirut, small acoustic shows, and it's a lot of fun.
Kind of more intimate
But
connection.
yeah. Well, since they're not, the big venues are not like closed and everything, I'm getting back to the small format, which is differently. It's a different exercise actually, and it's quite cool. I hadn't done that in a long, long time, and I'm very happy with it.
That's awesome. That's
Yeah,
awesome.
you get to sit down and drink beers with people afterwards, et cetera. It's cool.
And just feel that connection. I
It's
love
great.
it. So before I get to my final question, I
Yeah.
want to give you a chance to do a little shameless self-promotion here. So where can everybody find you? Like, what are your socials and all that good stuff?
All right. Well, the place where I'm, the socials are a bit of a mess because there's many of them, and you're like, so what I'm doing now is I've concentrated in one place. I'm putting stuff out on my Instagram. So it's labs, yeah, and that's where most of the information is. If not all the information, you have the links to everything, my videos, my EP, just about anything, the tours when it'll be on. So you just go to Instagram and tap Laszlo.Jones, and you'll find me. So it's Laszlo.Jones, and you'll find me
Perfect.
there.
Perfect. I love it. And we're going to have links to that in the episode description and all that too, so everybody will be able to get to you there. All right. So last question before we hop off here. So I feel like as a musician, you've got to have something good for this. So what's the strangest thing in your music playlist? I'm going weird, man. I like to go weird. I like to go strange. Strangest thing in your personal music catalog.
It's a song called that's a weird one.
I know.
I kind of, it's not a weird question. It's a weird song. I kind of like these. I'll tell you a secret. I'm a big Boney M fan. And
okay.
And I don't know. My mom used to listen to that when I was a kid, and I kind of caught on. Actually, it's funny because when you listen to it today, it's still awesomely well produced.
Yeah.
For the time, and you know, it's well written. It's really well written, and there's this song which they kind of copied, which is. It's called Margherita.
Okay.
Which is an Italian song, and I don't have a fucking clue who wrote it, but it's one of my favorite songs ever.
Yeah.
I'll send you the link to that.
Dude, please do. Please do.
So that's but it's, you know, old 70s beginning disco era Italian pop.
Okay. Dude, I got to check that out. You got to send that over to me. I love it, man. Well, Laszlo, thank you so much for being here with us on Traversing the Stars. It's been a blast. Everybody check out the new album. And I hope at some point you tour the States and I get to see you on tour.
I'd love to. And I am planning to pass by the U.S. I'm planning stuff in Europe, but the next step is going to be the U.S. and I'll definitely let you know.
Keep me in the loop on that. I love it.
All right. Take it easy, man.
Thank you for joining us, travelers. Be sure to check out Laszlo's new EP, Beyond the Door, available November 5th. For more from Jeff and I, be sure to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, pretty much all the colors of the social media rainbow. We'll be keeping you updated on upcoming episodes and the really cool guests that we have lined up. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to leave us a review. And if you have any out-of-the-box questions for our upcoming guests, email us at traversingthestars@gmail.com.